TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Weekly Blitz Podcast. I'm your host, Big Rick. I think I'm joined with Brad. You still on mute, homie. I can't hear you. Nobody can hear you. Well, while he's on mute, let me go ahead and tell you. Hold on. Nah, man. Hit the mute button on your Skype. Nope. I swear to God, hit the mute button. Move your mouse on the screen, and you'll see the hang up button, another middle button. All right, then he hung up. Now we lost him. It's like dealing with an old guy. Anyway, welcome back. 7 months, guys. Weekly Blitz Sports. We got a lot to cover today. First, before you do anything, go to thechairshot.com. All your news, reviews, podcast analysis. Here comes Brad. Don't tell him. I think it was my fault. Yeah, I had him on mute. That's my fault. Let's get him back on. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's about time.
Well, I don't know what happened with the damn headphones. Could you hear me before with the headphones?
Yeah, I got a confession to make. I muted my keyboard, so that was on me.
Do I need to put my headphones back in?
No, I can hear you fine.
God damn it.
Welcome to the show, man. It's been 7 months. How you doing?
I'm doing good, just getting excited for this week of football.
The show is brought to you by thechairshot.com. All your news, reviews, podcasts, analysis of wrestling and sports, check it out, thechairshot.com. Brad, we're going on to week one. If you're listening to this, the first game is tonight. We're recording this Wednesday on the 4th. First game is the 5th. Bears and Packers. But we're 1 week in the books with college football, man.
The Bears. Yeah. You know, I think the first week kind of lived up to the hype. I mean, there wasn't really any really good games, but at the same time, I mean, you think about some of the upsets that happened out there. You know, I hate to go back to the Georgia State Tennessee, but man, like, how do you end up losing that game?
So that's Jim, that's texting us, and Jim also sent his predictions in, and I sent him a Rodney Dangerfield GIF. I get no respect because he didn't pick LSU. He didn't pick the Saints. No respect for Louisiana sports.
Yeah, I don't know because, like, you know me. I don't like picking them as well just because I feel like if I do, they're going to let me down, and I don't like that.
Hit the mute button on your phone. Can you do that for me?
I don't know. Is your keyboard muted?
No, it's not, but we can hear your phone. So we got a lot to cover, man. We're gonna recap last week. We're gonna give our predictions for week two. We have 7 games on college, 7 games NFL. We're gonna pick all division winners. We're gonna pick our Super Bowl prediction. We're gonna pick our conference winners on college. We're gonna predict the Final Four and our national championship winner. We got a lot to cover, man. And I have a feeling we're not gonna agree on everything when it comes to winners and who we're picking to win conferences and championships.
Probably so, but that's okay.
Nice cold beer. I call it Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Dude, I don't know why you're drinking that White Claw.
I had my first White Claw a couple weekends ago, and it was pretty gross. I didn't like it.
I heard it's the new Zima, the Zima from the 90s.
Donald Trump, ain't no law with the claw. We don't talk politics. We don't tell you who we support on this show because we just want you to support our picks for college and NFL. So let's just recap last week, man. One of us went 100%.
You're welcome.
Shit. I went 100%. 100%. I won $150 online. I should have bet more, but I didn't. But these were the picks we did last week. Georgia Southern was LSU was favored by 27. You and Jim picked Georgia Southern. I picked LSU. LSU covered. Kentucky was favored by 11.5 with Toledo. We all picked Kentucky. Alabama was favored by 33.5. They covered. Oregon. Auburn was favored by 4. You and I took Auburn. Jim took Oregon. And last quarter, I woke up. I went to bed and Oregon was down by 18. I was like, those assholes are going to cost me $100 on the parlay. Woke up. They ended up winning by 7, so they covered. Did you pick Notre Dame? No, you picked Louisville as well.
I picked Louisville as well.
Notre Dame was favored by 19. Jim took Notre Dame. You and I took Louisville. Notre Dame won by 18. They did not cover. Then Jim and I did one on the side. Utah was favored by, I want to say, 12 against BYU. He picked BYU. I chose Utah. Utah won big. And then the ones I actually bet, Texas was favored by 20.5 to beat Louisiana Tech. They covered. And that's it, man. You would have win 100% as well if you would have stuck with your heart, your mind, and your soul and went LSU.
Yeah, but you know how, you know, if I would have picked LSU, they fucking wouldn't have covered. That's how it goes. I'm okay going, what is that, 83% the whole year if I don't take LSU? I'm good with that.
And have an LSU win a national title.
And LSU wins a national title. I feel like if I pick them, I'm going to jinx them.
Text Jim and tell him we're recording. I don't have time to deal with his nonsense. I love you, Jim, if you're listening. But we're gonna do it. Let's just get started on college picks this week, all right? You want to do that?
All right. Sure, let's go.
All right, since we have a lot to cover, it's very simple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games for college we're going to pick. 5 games for NFL. Let's just start with the first one. Clemson is a 17-point favorite over A&M. They played each other last year. The score was 26-28. I want to say they were favored by 20-something. 22 is what I think I saw. Obviously, they did not cover. This week, Brad, I got to keep track because I got to put all this in the spreadsheet. They are favored by 17. They're playing in Clemson. Jim took Clemson to cover. What say you?
I'm saying Clemson's going to cover as well.
This is hard, man, because A&M, we talked about this off air yesterday. A&M's a really good football team. But like you said, they didn't have sunshine when they played A&M last year. They have sunshine this year. 17 points is a lot against a 12th-ranked team.
It is, but I just think Clemson's very dominant. I don't know where. Yeah, you said it was close, but look at the last couple games.
So you have Clemson to cover 17. Jim has Clemson to cover 17. I'm going to go A&M on this, man. I think if it's early in the season. A&M's not beat up. Neither is Clemson. But you get a really good, solid SEC team early in the season that's not beat up. They're going to fight, and they're going to claw, and they're going to lose by 14. I just don't see Clemson winning by 17. This is the hardest game on Clemson's schedule. So they can get past A&M, which I think they will win. But let's move on. LSU was favored by 4.5 last week. They're now favored by 6 going into Austin. Jim is going to take Texas plus the 6. Brad, what say you?
I'm actually going to take LSU to cover.
I am also going to take LSU to cover. I think Look, I had a conversation online with somebody that says, oh, Texas gave up 340 passing yards. That means nothing. That means a lot. That means their passing defense is vulnerable. And if Louisiana Tech had any kind of solid offense that could finish a drive, it wouldn't have been good for Texas. LSU's not only going to throw for 500 yards against Texas, they're going to score on most of their drives. And I got LSU, dude, probably LSU winning by 15 points at this.
And you know, I'm still very skeptical about LSU and the offense, but if they can keep that tempo and keep spreading it out, I think for sure LSU can beat it. It's something we've never seen before. You know, LSU was literally used 5 targets every drive. Before, we would have to keep a running back in,
yep,
or and a tight end, sometimes both. This time, watching those little wheel routes by the running back, I think is huge for LSU.
And who was it I would say? Chris Curry? Wasn't he the number 3 ranked running back last year?
I think he was the number 1 ranked running back coming out.
Yeah, we got to use him, man. Like, I think he played in 4 or 5 plays, and every time he got the ball, it looks like he was going to kill somebody. You got to use him on the outside against this. You got to use everybody you can use to win this game. USC's only favored by 1, if I'm reading that right.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, so Stanford's ranked 25th. USC barely got out of a game with nobody. Who was it they played last week?
I don't remember.
They were driving on USC. They're about to win the game. Last play interception, USC won. This was at home. Stanford, USC is the favorite by 1 point. Jim has Stanford. I agree with him plus the 1. I think Stanford's going to win this game outright. What say you?
I agree.
Stanford plus 1. We don't watch a lot of Pac-12. Because we
if
like
I wanted to watch
Pac-12,
I watch that on Thursdays when it's middle school football for my son.
Michigan is home against Army. And Army, Michigan's favored by 22.5. Now, I went back and looked at Army's schedule last year. Dude, they were a pretty good football team. They didn't up a lot of points. And when they did give up a lot of points, they were right there with that team. I'm going to go first. In no way, shape, or form is Michigan going to beat Army by 22+. I have Army, and I'm going to take the 22.5 points. So will Jim.
I think Michigan covers that.
Okay. Penn State is covered by 30, and Penn State is playing Buffalo. Penn State put up basketball numbers last week. I want to say it was 79. I'm going to take Penn State to cover the 30 points.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
You have the same thing. So does Jim. So that's the college. Let's move. First off, let's just stick on college, shall we? Here we go. Oh, shit. Let's predict the conference, man. Pac-12, who you got?
I have... let me get to my notes. Pac-12. I have Washington winning it.
Me and Jim both have Oregon. Let's go to the Big 12. Oklahoma is what Jim has. What say you?
Yeah, Oklahoma. I don't think anybody can beat them. Texas may be able to beat them, but Jalen Hurts, man. Jalen Hurts looked good. He's played in big-time games. That's the thing.
Big 10, Jim has Michigan. Who you got?
I got Ohio State. The Ohio State University.
I also have Ohio State. ACC, I think everyone has Clemson, but you have Miami, right?
I'm going Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, gotcha.
No, I'm going Clemson.
And this is the one we're going to disagree with. Do you agree with Jim, and do you take Alabama?
No, I'm actually going Homer pick here. I'm going to take the Tigers.
I'm taking the Tigers. We coming, baby. LSU, I think this is the year, man. You got Brady from the Saints, offensive advisor. That offense is going to flow. If you watch the Alabama game, I get they had people suspended. I get they had people hurt. But even that, one thing Alabama's always had was depth, and they struggled against Duke in the first half. Not only did they struggle, they looked like shit. They couldn't get their shit together. The backups had no idea what they were doing. It was frustrating. I just don't see Alabama winning. I don't see Alabama dominating. I got LSU and Georgia in the SEC championship game with LSU winning.
Yep, me too. So, you know, one thing Saban said about this team, I heard a commentator talking about it, was that they're not humbled. They need to be humbled. And when you're humbled, you don't listen and you make mistakes. And I have a feeling that this may be the year that LSU can catch them because of that cocky attitude, not being humbled. Not that LSU's not good, but I think the defense is good enough and the offense is a lot better now. That's been our problem in years past. We couldn't score on Alabama. I think this year we can score on them.
While we're on conferences, let's jump to divisions. Well, first off, before we move on, go ahead.
About the Final Four.
The Final Four. This is tough, man, because I've had very little time to sit down and think about this. But if we're going Final Four, I think you have to kind of go with your predictions for conferences, minus the Pac-12.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I have Oklahoma, Clemson. If I got LSU beating Bama, I got to put them in the Final Four. And honestly, I have Bama in there. I think because Georgia loses a game, possibly to Florida, they're going to lose to LSU in the SEC championship game, and that's going to help Alabama's cause. So I got Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma.
I think I have to agree with you, man. As much as it pains me to put Alabama in it, I don't think, and we've seen this in history, you can't put, I think one year you had Alabama, Georgia in the national championship. That's the only year you've had the loser of the SEC in it.
We've had LSU, Alabama.
Not in the Final Four.
No, not in the Final Four. In the national championship game, though.
I don't want to say it's pressure, man, but I don't think now you can have the loser of the SEC and the winner. It's almost like you kind of have to, because those are two of the four best teams. It's the winner and the loser of the SEC.
But it could also be, you know, now that I sit back and think about it, as bad as Clemson beat Alabama, could they have lost now that mystique and that luster that most people said, oh, you have to put Alabama in there because they can compete.
Okay, what if Georgia goes undefeated? What if LSU Georgia goes undefeated? Alabama has the one loss, but it's to LSU. Georgia has the one loss, but it's to LSU, but it's in the conference championship. You let Georgia in?
I think they'll probably let Georgia in. Let me put another one there for you, Homer. What happens if Alabama, let's say Georgia has one loss to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they still make it to the SEC championship game. Mm-hmm. And then they beat an undefeated LSU. So now you got one loss Alabama, one loss LSU, one loss Georgia.
Who? LSU beat Alabama?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to put LSU in. That's what I'm saying. Lost, I think you have to.
But they lost to Georgia in the SEC championship.
That's their only loss, though. That's what I'm saying. If you have a one-loss loser, whoever loses the SEC, if they have one loss, yeah, if Georgia would have had the one loss last year, they would have got in. But they had two losses, LSU and Alabama. I think your one-loss SEC loser, I think you have to have those two teams in the Final Four.
You know, part of me,
they're going to be better than any other team that's we're talking about at that time.
If LSU doesn't make the national championship, what I'm hoping for is that scenario right there, where you have to sit back and you have to really figure out what are you going to do, like because the four. I mean, we all like the four. They've made some changes, but if that happens and you have, how do you pick the best team out of there? Like, if you have to take one, it's got to be Georgia, because Georgia won the SEC with one loss.
Yeah, and I think that one loss at Alabama. All right, so again, hypothetical. LSU beats Alabama. LSU goes undefeated. I don't think Georgia loses a game this year. Their hardest is Florida. And I don't think Florida's that good. I think Georgia goes undefeated. I think LSU goes undefeated. And I think they're talking, even before the game, at ESPN, Kirk Herbstreit, I think everyone's talking at this point. You have two undefeated teams. It's going to be two versus three. And I think you're saying the loser of this game has to go in. I think that's going to be the topic of conversation going into the SEC championship game. The loser of this game has to go into the Final Four. You can't leave out a one-loss LSU or a one-loss Georgia to the undefeated SEC champion to put in. I mean, let's face it. OU's going to have two losses somewhere around the way. Ohio State's going to have two losses somewhere around
the way. You're hoping Ohio State. If OU has two losses, they're not your conference champion then.
They're not. I chose Ohio State.
They're not in the same conference.
I'm sorry. Okay. The only person Oklahoma can lose to is Texas.
Correct.
Supposed to. But every year you have one of these, and I say minor league teams, because SEC teams don't lose. Top five ranked SEC teams don't lose to no ranked teams. But every year you have an Ohio State that gets fucking bombarded by a Purdue.
So how good would it be if Oklahoma lost to the Les Miles Kansas Jayhawks?
I would love it because it's Les Miles.
Yeah. I mean, there's the
You Oklahoma's have Oklahoma's schedule pulled up?
Yeah.
Let's look at it.
They got South Dakota next weekend.
When?
Or this weekend. Then UCLA.
When?
Texas Tech. Kansas.
When?
Texas number at that point.
When?
West Virginia.
When?
Kansas State.
When?
Iowa State.
When?
Baylor.
When?
TCU.
When?
Oklahoma State.
Tight game, but win. They're undefeated.
They are.
Oklahoma. Okay, so you have Oklahoma. Zero losses. They're in. You pulling up Ohio State?
Yep.
All right. So you have Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts at quarterback has played in the SEC. I don't think Oklahoma loses a game this year.
All right. Ohio State, you have Cincinnati.
Win.
Indiana.
Win.
Miami of Ohio.
Win. Now, let me just say this. When I say win, these are games they're supposed to win. I guarantee you, and I'm willing to bet that right now, Ohio State's going to lose somewhere along the way.
I agree.
I am way more confident in saying with Jalen Hurts at quarterback at Oklahoma, they're going to go undefeated. I just don't. He's been in the SEC. He knows what it takes to win.
Yeah, but the Ohio State quarterback is the guy that transferred from Georgia.
Nobody's heard of him. He hasn't started. Jalen Hurts has won a national title with Alabama.
I'm going to say Ohio State, if they can run the table, they'll be in. Because their schedule is kind of – so they have number 25, Nebraska.
Should win.
Then number 19, Michigan State.
Should win.
Then Northwestern.
Should win.
Then number 17, Wisconsin. Maryland. Rutgers. Number 15, Penn State.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose somewhere. They play too many ranked teams, and they always get upset. Every year and for the last 3 years, they've been upset.
The last game would be Michigan, number 7, Michigan.
Okay, let's play shits and giggles, okay? OU undefeated. Ohio State undefeated. Clemson's in. Say all three of those teams go undefeated. That is the only scenario where the loser of the SEC championship, whether it's one loss, is going to get in.
Because I'm looking at Michigan's schedule.
They just can't. Michigan's going to lose. Michigan's going to lose one or two games.
Yep. 17, Wisconsin. Number 20, Iowa. 15, Penn State. Number 8, Notre Dame.
Penn State, they're going to lose.
Which we haven't even talked about then. Number 19, Michigan State. You know, so there's...
They're going to lose.
They've got a tough schedule, too.
Okay, so the only way a one-loss SEC team gets in is if Oklahoma or Ohio State or Clemson loses a game.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know what? My pick is – I'm glad we're talking this out. So, my pick is Oklahoma. It's Ohio State. It's Clemson. No, that's not my pick because I think Ohio State's going to lose. I have Oklahoma, Clemson, LSU, and Georgia. That's my four. Ohio State's going to lose somewhere. And a one-loss SEC team is always going to get in over a one-loss anybody else team.
I don't know. I think they're starting to change that. I really do.
Not if you lose. You're in the SEC and you put up a dogfight against the team that's ranked 3 or 2. You're going to get in over an Ohio State that lost to a no-ranked team or a 19th-ranked team. It's favor, man. You know a one-loss SC, one-loss Georgia or a one-loss LSU is going to get in over a one-loss Ohio State who lost to Purdue.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think they're wanting to – if you have a one-loss Ohio State team, let's say Oklahoma runs a table, Clemson runs a table, I don't think that you want to put a one-loss SEC team who didn't make it to the championship over a one-loss Ohio State who won their conference.
No,
I don't think that happens this year.
Yes, it does.
I don't think so.
100%.
You know what? I'm changing my pick. I'm going back. I'm taking Ohio State instead of Alabama.
So you have LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Yep.
I have LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia. Jim has OU, Clemson, Bama, and Georgia. It's sloppy writing. You see that? It's sloppy.
I see it.
But I'm going to get it in the spreadsheet. Now, with all that being said, you got to rank them 1 through 4. I got Clemson 1. You agree?
Yeah.
I got LSU 2. I have OU 3. And I have Georgia 4. Clemson, Georgia. I'm going to go Clemson. LSU, OU, I'm going LSU. This is where I love LSU. I love LSU, but I said it last year. When we beat UCF, or whoever the fuck we played, UCF. When we beat them, I went on Facebook. I went on Twitter, at TheBigRick62 on Twitter. And I said, LSU is going to win the national championship next year. And I've never said that. I've never said that. And I'm sticking to it. LSU, 2019... 2020 NCAA college football national champions.
Brad. So, I've got LSU versus Clemson as well. And I think LSU wins as well. And it's kind of a homer pick one. I think this is their best shot that they've had in a while. But my other part to that is there's a reason Dave Aranda is the highest paid coordinator in the country. There's a reason why he makes more than most
coaches. Yep.
And this is for that reason right there.
And you bring in Brady from New Orleans, who has seen nothing but spread NFL-style offenses in New Orleans. He brings it to LSU. They have the talent. I'm not saying LSU is going to steamroll Clemson in no way, shape, or form. But LSU has talent on their team, and they have the right pieces in the right places for the first time in a very, very, very long time. I just don't see, and it's going to sound like a homer pick, man. I get it. But I'm telling you, LSU is loaded on offense. LSU is loaded on defense. And LSU's coaching staff is where it needs to be.
You know, for all the, you know, I think I've said it many times. I lost a lot of respect for Les Miles, probably his last 4 years at LSU. He would not do anything to improve the program. He just wouldn't. I've got to give it to Orgeron. I know a lot of people don't like him. But the guy has gone outside the box to do different things to make sure this team is successful.
Yep.
You know, Brady, the coaching staff has gone down to the Saints a couple times. He's brought coaches in from New Orleans, you know, to come up there. I think Allen went up there a couple times. He's done some things. The moves that he's done reminds me a lot of shit that Saban does at Alabama. You know, Saban put Sarkisian on the payroll as, you know, a glorified cheerleader to keep him from being the offensive coordinator at LSU that year. Orgeron is doing things differently to hope that they can get to the next step. And that's why I really think it's going to pay off for him.
And I'm with you. All right, brother. Jim just has Clemson and Georgia in the title game. I'm assuming, Jim, if I'm wrong, forgive me, but you didn't send the winner. Unless I'm missing it here. I'm assuming he's going to have Clemson win.
I'm going to say he's going to take Georgia because he's a homer guy too, so he's going to take.
Oh, so he's a Georgia guy.
Well, actually,
I'm putting Clemson down for him.
I think he's a Georgia Tech guy, which I don't even know if they have a program anymore.
Georgia Tech. Never heard of him.
Never heard of her.
Never heard. Georgia Tech, I hardly know her. Well, let's get to the real football. The man's mans of game, the NFL week one.
Whoa. Yes. Hold on, I'm going to have to stop you.
Okay.
Because under Goodell, can you really say it's the man's mans game? Like, really?
It's the man's game. It's funny, we were watching Any Given Sunday last night, and that movie was filmed in what, 99, 2000?
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a top five football movie. And they hit the guy. This is the first Susie, my wife, saw it for the first time last night. And one of the guy gets, he gets hit out of bounds. And she goes, that should be a late hit. And I said, they didn't even have fucking late hits back then. You could be 5 yards out of bounds and pile drive somebody. All right, get back on the field. They didn't throw flags for that shit.
You had two. The only call that you saw the most of was offsides. That was about the only time they threw a flag back in the day.
Yeah, so NFL, dude, if you're listening to this on the 5th, congratulations. You made it another year. The Chicago Bears host the Green Bay Fudge Packers. The Bears are favored by 3, Brad. Let's get the picks out of the way. I have the Bears winning by more than 3.
I do as well.
Greg. Jim doesn't think so. He's taking Green Bay in the 3 points.
You know, I think, you know, we've had this conversation off air. I think if there's a team that'll cover it, will be Green Bay. But a new offense, new head coach, I can't go with that right now until I see it.
So I'm checking right now the weather in Cleveland, Ohio. It's sunny in 93. Cleveland's first game, they got a lot of hype. OBJ, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield. People think that Cleveland is going to steamroll people this year. And you're right, for the first 6 weeks of the season, they're going to fall apart. Because you know, as well as I know, you have two kids, Brad. What happens if you bring both kids to McDonald's and you get one an ice cream cone and tell the other one, too bad? What is he going to say?
He ain't going to say shit because I'm going to smack him.
Well, that's not how it works at Cleveland. Their kid that doesn't get the ice cream cone, OBJ, is going to bitch and complain. And then Baker Mayfield's not going to turn down for that. He's going to bitch. And it's going to be a Twitter war. And the team's going to fall apart midseason. I guarantee you. But this game, right here, I'm taking Cleveland and the 6. And I think they're going to show their ass against Tennessee. And they're going to have everybody talking about Cleveland. Jim does not agree. He's taking the Titans and the points. What say you?
Oh, I'm taking Cleveland all the way right now. Kind of the same way, like, if you're going to come out swinging, this is the week that they're going to come out swinging. Like, they're going to take everything that's been talked about, all the hype, they come out, and I think that they put up. I'll be honest with you, I think they might beat them by double digits.
Woo! That's a lot in the NFL, man.
It is, but you can't, like, what I watched from Tennessee, I know it's just preseason, but I've watched enough of Tennessee, and I've watched enough with Mariota. My opinion is Mariota puts them in trouble early. Cleveland gets up big, and then they make a couple extra plays late to come back. But it's still not enough to cover.
The Andrew Luck-less Colts. Bro, what a cluster that is. The organization is offering refunds for season tickets for anybody that wants refunds.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it is what it is for them. I mean, that's I feel like ever since Dungy's left, that organization has just been in shambles.
Dumpster fire.
They are the new Cleveland Browns, baby.
Were you not favoring them to not only win the AFC South, but were you not favoring them to make a solid run in the AFC playoffs with Andrew?
No, I agree. I was. I mean, their defense is solid. You know, and then the weapons that they had around them with Luck coming back.
Marlon
I was
Mack,
like,
Luck, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Who did they just sign? Jacoby Brissett?
Well, he was the backup.
He was
he
the
played
backup.
A lot
yeah.
last year. Or, yeah, last year, the year before when Luck was out.
Who did they sign?
They were thinking of, I think they were either did or they were about to sign Brian Hoyer.
That may have been who. They signed somebody. It doesn't matter who they sign. If it's not Drew Brees, they're going to lose by more than 7 to the Chargers. I have the Chargers and 7. I just think Cleveland is going to be a mess. They're going to tank for Tua, and that's their goal this year. What say you?
Yeah, I've got the where are they? I've got the Chargers covering too.
Jim has the Colts. I don't know why Jim has the Colts. He must know something we don't. It's week one, and this quarterback's coming in, doesn't know the system, doesn't know anything.
No, he knows it. He's been there. Jacoby Brissett's been there.
No, the guy they just signed to be their starter.
No, no, Hoyer's not going to be the starter. They extended Brissett.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. Lions are favored by 2.5 against Arizona. Both of these teams are going to be the laughing stock of whatever division they're in. What say you, brother?
I've got the Lions covering that. I got the Lions beating them.
I also, oh man, 2.5, such a bitch number.
Well, so here's the thing. Here's the thing that the reason I took the Lions. We know what the Lions are. They're there. They've had consistency over the past couple of years with quarterback, coaching, whatever it is. The Arizona new coaching staff with this high-powered college-type offense against guys that get paid a bunch of money to scheme for this shit, and then a new quarterback. I mean, there's just a lot going on there. I can't see them staying within 2 points.
I agree. They have Stafford. Stafford did us a huge favor a few years ago. That's about all he's done in his career. But he's got enough to lead him past the Texas Tech former head coach and the Arizona Cardinals.
The guy wasn't successful at Texas
exactly.
Tech.
He wasn't. He had a losing record pretty bad. And then to cap it off, Monday Night Football in New Orleans. I'm calling in sick Tuesday. It's already confirmed. The relief driver has my back. He said, I got you. Just call me at 9 p.m. and say what's up and hang up so I have your phone call on record. Saints are favored by 7 against the Houston Texans, who just fucking traded away their whole organization in the last 2 weeks. Brad, Saints, this is a statement season. And let's not get into it. We're going to pick our divisions here shortly. Saints are going to make a statement in this home game, Monday Night Football. Not only am I taking the Saints in 7, I would take the Saints in 10.
I couldn't agree more with you, but I'm taking Houston.
Are you taking Houston because you're superstitious, or are you taking Houston because you really don't think the Saints will win by more than 7?
A little of both. We've had this conversation. I don't trust fucking Dennis Allen. And when you have Deshaun Watson on the other side, Dennis Allen will probably drop 15 people back in coverage with 0 pass rush. And Deshaun Watson will just light us up. That I can't. So until he proves that he cannot drop Cameron Jordan to cover a tight end on 3rd and 13 and not give up the first down, I'm going against him.
Well, then let's go straight in to our division picks. Let's start with the weak AFC, because I grew up thinking the AFC was weak, because it was when I was growing up. AFC North, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and who's the other team? Can't think of them.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Lord. Antonio Brown leaves, and they're the forgotten team. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. Who do you have, sir?
I'm going with Pittsburgh. I think that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be on a mission. You know, because everybody's thrown him to the dumpster because Bell and AB's gone. So I think he's out to prove him wrong this year that it's not Bell and AB that made him. It was Ben that made those two.
What's the Baltimore's quarterback name? I can't think of him.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is going to take Baltimore along with Ingram if he can stay healthy. And I think they're going to take that. Like I said, I think the Browns are the most talented team by far. I think they're going to fall apart midseason. Pittsburgh, I just don't think they had what they had when they had Bell and Brown. Yeah, Juju's nice and Connor's nice, but like you said, Connor starts to wear down towards the end of the season. And until we see the Juju to Brown, we don't know who the Juju to Juju is. We're going to have to find out I have Baltimore taking this division. AFC South, I had the Indianapolis Colts before Andrew Luck retired. Jim also chose Pittsburgh for that one. Jim has the Jags winning the AFC South, which is Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Houston. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well. You know, I just think Houston has done – they've dumped a lot of players lately, so I just don't think that they have enough to come back from that. And I think I just like the Jags in that situation. Nick Foles, going
to
take them.
Yep. Nick, I'm about to say Nick Foles. We know what Foles can do against the Cowboys and the Giants. You've seen what he's taken the Eagles to two Super Bowls, won one. So I think the Jags, the defense isn't that bad. Leonard Fournette is their running back. I also have the Jags. AFC East, sir. You got to help me here. I'm slipping. AFC East. That's the Patriots. That's Pats. The Dolphins. That's the Jets. And that's the Bills.
I think you're going to skip that. I think we probably all got the Pats.
Yeah, we do. But let's go second here. Who do you think is going to take second?
I think the Jets take number two.
I think the Bills take two. And that's going to be a bonus point. And I'm going to get Jim's answer here. So that's the first bonus point of the show. Who takes second in the AFC East? AFC West, you have the Chargers, you have the Raiders, you have the Chiefs, and you have the Broncos. This one is interesting, man, because we don't know what Melvin Gordon is doing. He's finally been approved to look for trades. We know what the Chiefs have. We know what the Chargers have. I think Denver's still in that growing stage, and I think the Raiders are not there. They're nowhere near there, but they're getting there. I think you have to go. You have to go Chiefs, at least for me.
I agree. I have the Chiefs as well.
So does Jim. Let's go to the NFC North. Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota. Now this one's interesting. Let me find, okay, I'm finding Jim's pick. Jim has the Vikings. I would love to pick the Vikings, but Kirk Cousins around midseason just starts going downhill. They have Adam Thielen. They have Diggs. Dalvin Cook can stay healthy. They have an explosive offense, man. They have a very talented defense. But I think the most aggressive team in the NFL is in that division, and that is the Chicago Bears. And the Bears would have, if the Bears kicker could have made that kick, they would have went further in the playoffs. I got the Bears winning the NFC North.
So, I've got the Vikings as well.
Okay.
But I'm going to put an asterisk next to it because not only does this bet bank on it, our fantasy season banks on it. If David Montgomery goes off,
yep,
the Bears win that division. If he's just the Vikings will take it.
NFC, we're going to save the NFC South for last because that is, as a homer and I am in it, that's the hardest one. NFC East, you got the Eagles, you got the Giants, you got the Cowgirls, and you got the Redskins. Zeke has officially signed for $90 million, 50 of it guaranteed. I think, to me, this is a no-brainer. I think the Cowboys take the division.
Actually, I'm going to go Eagles.
Okay, let me rephrase that. This is not a no-brainer. No, you're right, and I totally forgot. The Eagles are probably the second or third most talented team in the NFL right now. They've got depth. We know what Carson Wentz can do when he's healthy, but that's where it comes. That's where everything lays for Chicago, Philadelphia. I think if you know what? You're right. I'm going to put an asterisk next to this, too. If Carson Wentz could stay healthy, then I think it's a no-brainer that Philly wins that division.
No, and that's what I'm banking on.
Eagles across the board for all of us. Jim also chose the Eagles. NFC West, you got the Rams. You got the Seahawks. I'm slipping, man.
Arizona. You got Rams, Arizona.
And 49ers.
I don't think it really matters. I think
I'm about to say, I don't think we should have just said Rams across the board. Rams across the board. Jim also has the Rams. I'm writing this down, people, as NFC South. All right. This division, man. All right, so we're homers. We're Saints fans. We're LSU fans. So we pay attention to the NFC South a little bit more than all the other divisions. And one thing, if I could say, if I had to describe the NFC South in one word, it's inconsistent. A team that you think will not win the division one year will win it. And then up until about 4 years ago, the NFC South has never had a repeat winner. I think the Panthers did it, and then the Saints did it last 2 years. That's the only two times we've ever had a repeat winner in this division. I'm going to pick the Saints. This is a strict homer pick. And we said this off air. The Saints are the most talented team in the NFC South. They really are. Across the board. But boy, if the Falcons can stay healthy, I'm worried. I'm worried. Tampa Bay is almost there. Carolina is almost there. But the Saints are already there. And the Falcons can be there if they stay healthy.
Yep. You know, I'm going to take the Saints for a couple reasons. You know, we went out and got Kiki Lonzo at linebacker, I think adds some help and some depth. And I mean, the guy led his team in tackles the last like 2 or 3 years.
That was huge move for us.
We're doing some things right there. I don't think Latavius Murray is a huge downgrade from Mark Ingram.
And let me just stop you there, because when we signed Murray, the outcry from the Saints fans was ridiculous. I think he's a year or two younger, but he's got 4 years less on his body than Ingram does.
Yep. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think this is a year that they test Kamara's durability. Can he carry the ball 250 times a year? That's, I think, the big thing on signing Murray. Murray can alleviate some of that, but we all know Kamara's explosive. And if we can give him an extra 50 to 75 touches a year, that should be good. But like you said, I'm going to probably go out on a limb here. Huge note. I think the two wild cards come out of our division.
Really?
Yep.
I have one wild card. Who do you have? I have Falcons in Seattle. I have Atlanta in Seattle.
Nope. I think it's – I got Atlanta. And don't be surprised if Carolina doesn't sneak in.
I have Atlanta and Seattle. Jim has Carolina and Seattle. You have Atlanta and Seattle. Atlanta and Carolina. Correct?
Yep. And I think, I mean, Seattle's improved too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, they're not the Legion of Boom anymore, you know, where you just knew that they were going to shut somebody down.
So wild card for AFC, Brad. I have Pittsburgh and the Chargers. Jim has the Chargers and the Browns. You also have the Chargers and the Browns.
Yep.
NFC Championship game. Who you got?
NFC. I'm going to go New Orleans and the Rams again. We get our revenge.
Jim didn't give me his predictions.
That's okay. We'll give him we're going to give him the Arizona Cardinals from the NFC and the Miami Dolphins from the AFC. That's what you get.
He obviously has the Vikings in it. His Super Bowl is Patriots 28, Vikings 24. So he has the Patriots winning. I have the Saints in Chicago. You have New Orleans and the Rams. AFC, I have Patriots and Chiefs. Repeat. What do you have?
Yep. Same thing.
I'm assuming that Jim has the same thing because he's got the Patriots in it, and I don't see anyone in the AFC competing with the Chiefs. Brad, this is going to be the most homered show because in the same show, I have New Orleans and LSU winning both of their respective titles. I have, and look, only one other year have I predicted LSU and New Orleans. It did not happen, but we came close. But man, you just look at everything individually. if Den, like you said, if Dennis Allen can get his head out of his ass in New Orleans, and we don't peak early like we did last year, I think the Saints could really win the Super Bowl, man. They're stupid talented.
I mean, you have to think. I agree, and it's hard. I know it sounds like a homer pick for me as well, but I got to go the Saints. If you think about the last 2 years, how their seasons ended on freaking flukes.
A tackle and a flag.
I mean, we were in close games, but we were in winnable games. You know, we should have won both those games, but two flukes happened. And I can't knock on wood here. I can't imagine there's going to be a third freaking fluke this year, which if it probably would, to keep us out from winning.
Oh, man. Jim has the Patriots. We have the Saints. Oh, my gosh.
I got the Chiefs, though.
You got what?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs winning it all?
No, Chiefs beating the Patriots.
Oh, in the AFC. Yes, yes. So, yeah, man, that's what we think is going to happen this year in the NFL and college. Brad, is there anything you'd like to say to anybody out there to try and convince them we're not complete homers?
You know what? There's nothing I'm going to be able to tell somebody out there that's in love with their teams.
Right.
Because even though they're going to sit back here and call us homers and all this other stuff, the bottom line is they're the same way. And the best example of that is Tennessee fans. Like, every year, you know, oh, we're going to win it. We're going to win it. And they just they're worse and worse every year. So everybody's going to look at us like we're crazy and homer picks. But like you said, look at it individually. the Saints were close. I think if the Saints beat the Vikings, they beat the Eagles, they go to the Super Bowl, they you know, that year. Last year, kind of the same thing. That's how close we were. LSU, yeah. I think they're poised to win it this year. Like, they got a lot of veteran guys on that team. I think they only lost, what was it, 8 all together. I mean, we had guys come back. Fiyoku came back. Lawrence came back along that defensive line for this reason. So, that rarely happens.
Anything you want to unexpected you think is going to happen this year? Who's your MVP this year?
God damn it, man. I'd like to go homer again and feel like...
Yeah, I'm over it, dude.
Is it picked based... When's it come out? After the season or before the playoffs?
I want to say it's between the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's the week...
Oh, no.
Is it not the weekend of the Super Bowl?
Landon asked me this last night. I'm going to stay with that. Saquon Barkley.
For running back of the year?
No, for MVP.
Dude, you know more than anybody. If your team doesn't go to the playoffs, you can't win MVP.
You're
not going to the playoffs. So you're saying there's going to be a first time ever this year the Giants have a losing record, but they're going to have the MVP of the season.
It's not the first time ever. It just rarely happens. But I think Saquon's going to have a monster freaking year that you got to give it to him.
Let's talk some fantasy real quick.
Why? You want my advice free? For free?
Dude, if I want your advice, I'd go to Kentucky every year. which of our teams do you want to gloat about?
I don't care.
I like you our auction it. Team. I like our auction team. Let's talk about our auction team.
All right, talk about the auction team.
I'm opening it up now. Weekly Blitz Podcast Auction Team. You ready for this, people? Hell, I'm not even ready for it. Son of a bitch.
Is that under RT Sports?
Yep. Drew Brees, Sonny Michel, Todd Gurley, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, Jared Cook, Calvin Ridley at flex, Tyler Boyd at flex, Will Lutz, Saints defense. Dude, hand us the trophy now. Okay?
Whoa. Before we go any further, I want them to know who the homer was picking some of these guys.
Drew Brees was obvious, man. We got him for $6.
Yeah, but they had better guys that went for like $4.
No, dude, Drew Brees is going to throw for 4,500. I don't know. You need to stop.
Hey,
stop riding the dick of the Twitter fantasy people. Drew Brees is going to be a top three quarterback in all aspects, except interceptions.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. Did you happen to look at that lineup really good? Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it.
So tell me what happens week 9.
Week 9, we take an L. Because the Saints are seven off, on a the bye. Boyd. Yeah, well, if I can go 13-1, I'm good. You're the one
you
that taught me
the
that.
The Saints don't get shut out somewhere along the line and we're done there too.
You remember our first 2 years in fantasy? We were like, man, we got to get our bye weeks. And we were like, fuck it. If we all have week 8s, then we take an L week 8. And then we'll dominate the rest of the year. Man, but fantasy, best time of year. You got your decorations up for fall. It's football's here, man. It's back, and it's been a long 7 months.
It has. Just so you know, I think we're projected to lose first week. Just so you know.
Well, let's look at it.
The spread. Do you want to take the bets?
Yeah, let's take the bet. So we're Legion of Boom. Okay. So let's call out there Jimmy Garoppolo, Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis, Philip Lindsay, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Mason Crosby, and the Chargers defense. How the hell are we projected to lose by 5.5 points? Garoppolo? Philip Lindsay?
Because they're overhyping George Kittle and Philip Lindsay. They're undervaluing Todd Gurley.
Give me the 5.5. I'll bet on us all day. Now, we win. We will win this matchup. Drew Brees, Garoppolo, Brees. Gurley, Fournette, Gurley. Michelle or Geis, Michelle. Lindsay, Evans. Keenan Allen, Cooper, he'll have it. Tyler Boyd, Tyreek Hill, he'll have it. Travis Kelce, Calvin Ridley, that could be a push. I think Cook could be better than Kittle this year. I don't know. We have a lot better team.
It's tough, you know, because they have we have question marks, the same that they have question marks, but we know what Tyler Boyd did with AJ Green out last year. You know, he's got Philip Lindsay. I think you've got, you know, Freeman there, Geis. I mean, so this is why you play the game. This is why you play the game.
You play to win the game. Well, Brad, let's get out of here. Tell him, you remember your Twitter?
I don't know. No. B DeSell, I think is what it is.
B DeSell. D E S S E L L E. Find me at The Big Brick 62. We are the weekly Blitz Sports Podcast. I had 100% last year, my brother. I'm going for 75. I had 100% last week. I'm going for 75% this week. Hope I can get it.
Me too.
All right, brother. You have a good one.
Thank you.
I'm ready. Yourself, man.